This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. We have possibly, just possibly, gotten to that point in the labor market recovery where companies have to work harder to get the workers they want. In the construction trades in particular, skilled workers like welders and carpenters and electricians are in especially short supply. These are jobs that after an apprenticeship can pay anywhere from $25 to $50 an hour. They come with health insurance and a pension plan. They're good, solid, middle-class, blue-collar jobs that women mostly aren't getting, as Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman tells us.
Women are now about 50% of the American workforce, but they're not taking home half the income. They make about 22% less on average than men. One reason is occupational segregation. Jobs where men predominate, like truck driver, carpenter, construction worker, pay significantly more than comparable female-dominated jobs, like secretary, cashier, and home health aide. Lauren Sugarman directs the National Center for Women's Employment Equity.
We've really seen desegregation of many occupations, bus driver, mail carrier, firefighter, but we have not seen the same movement of women into the construction trades.
Why that matters, says Sugarman, is lost earning power for women. Too many women making $16 or $20 an hour as secretaries, too few making $40 or more as roofers and electricians.
We are now 2.6% of the construction workforce, so very little progress.
Making progress starts in a smattering of nonprofit pre-apprenticeship and skills training programs across the country. They're supported by unions, employers, community colleges, and they teach women basic tool use, applied math. They take women to job sites to learn how to work safely on a scaffold 50 feet up.
Holly! Mitchell is here!
I'm climbing up a ladder at a residential building site in Portland, Oregon, to meet Holly Huntley. She owns a small construction firm and regularly brings women onto the job site to train them.
Don't hit your head.
I really hate heights.
So do I.
How can you work construction if you hate heights?
I don't hate them. I just don't want to fall from them without being connected to something. Then it's actually really fun.
Huntley's hired two graduates from the Oregon Tradeswomen program that she teaches in. They'll make $26 an hour as journeyman carpenters. And she's glad to be able to offer a woman-run construction workplace.
I know a lot of women in the trades that experience harassment on a daily basis. I think it's like it's history, you know. I mean, it's a male-dominated culture, you know, with the catcalls and the racial slurs and gender-based slurs and jokes. And I can't have that. I have a really low tolerance for that.
Which totally suits Carrie Lean, one of Huntley's two female carpenters. She remembers her apprenticeship in Minnesota after college.
It was very challenging because there was a little bit of, like, the old boys club to toughen you up.
The dilemma Lean and Huntley talk about, go with the flow, don't say anything, or dish it back, just as crass and raw.
The way I was raised, being a woman, kind of like, don't ruffle the feathers and just take it through being in the trades. Like, I stand up for myself more.
You know, I don't know that I do anything concretely.
No really amazingly sexist jokes from you, right?
No. Sometimes Dan is the one that's offended, honestly.
The Dan she mentions, who might blush from the off-color women's humor, he's Dan Ewing, the lone man on this crew.
When I mention that everybody else in the company is a woman, people tend to raise their eyebrows, but it's really nice. I mean, men are, we're fine, but we tend to be pretty crass and everybody's just more civilized.
Where there are pre-apprenticeship programs, like in Oregon, the number of women making it to construction apprentice and journeyman is rising. Unions and employers often support the programs to boost women's participation and to counter discrimination, and also to deal with a growing shortage of skilled workers. That support has made a big difference for Heather Mather. She's 32. Last year, she did a free training program with Oregon Tradeswomen and then
became a union carpenter with Local 1503. Whoop, whoop.
Uh-oh. I'm talking about these.
Oh, you want to build those?
And a bunny and a dog.
Mather's got three-year-old triplets. She's been making $19.69 an hour as an apprentice building a semiconductor factory at Intel.
Gender-wise, I didn't really notice any discrimination or anything like that. The crew was great. They were more than willing to show me what I needed to know.
She has been catcalled and propositioned. Her supervisor has her back when she complains.
I'm not here for a husband. I'm here to work. I'm here to work my butt off and to take home, you know, a paycheck that I can live on.
As the economy improves and older men in the construction industry retire, there's an opportunity for more women to get those paychecks and move up the ladder, as long as they can first manage to get in the door. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.